listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with the latest. Fresh data from the Climate Council has revealed many Victorians are stressed about extreme weather events. It's forcing many people to consider leaving their homes. Climate Council fellow Dr. Grant Blaschke says many regional Victorians are experiencing weather whiplash.
On the one hand, you've had rains and floods, and then the next minute you've got heat waves and fires. So our new survey found that one in three Australians have been worried, particularly about if they might have to relocate at some time because of extreme weather.
Police continue to investigate a fatal crash in Ribblebrook, southwest of Druin, late on Friday night. Emergency crews attended the scene on Western Port Road after reports a car had hit a tree which fell across the roadway. The female driver and her passenger were treated at the scene, but sadly, the driver died. Any witnesses should call Crime Stoppers. Six houses have been saved after a grass fire in Kyala on Saturday. The fire behind Prospect Crescent reportedly burned right up to the fence line around six properties, with the cause of the fire being investigated. And it could be a while before Gippsland and Shepparton line commuters enjoy the rail upgrades they were promised under the Regional Rail Revival Project, with News Corp reporting works up to 18 months behind schedule. The Victorian government initially promised the work would be finished by the end of last year. The delays are being linked to installing new signalling. Checking sport now, and it was a weekend of grand finals with victors crowned in Shepparton's Haseman Shield as well as the Latrobe Valley League in Gippsland. Kyabram outclassed Marupna to take the win after 2 days of play, the Redbacks going all out for 159 while Marupna could only muster 110 runs. As for the Premier A grade in the Latrobe Valley, ex-students dominated Glengarry with Jace McMahon taking a century for the victors. As for Central's meantime, they took out the A grade title after downing Imperials. And switching to the footy, little luck for Adam Uze's Tigers late yesterday against Port Adelaide. It's the Shepparton coach's third straight loss since taking the reins.